It's another day on our big comfy couch. Yep, another day for fun. Good morning, Glory. Molly's not exactly a morning star. Molly, I have a great idea. I want you to dig into our couch and pull out a clue, a magic clue, and whatever you find will show us what our day's going to be all about. And remember, every day is a treasure. You just have to do the right digging to find it. Since I enjoy stretching on my clock rug, that's what I'm going to do right now. Be right back. And away she goes. Sometimes when I'm full of energy, I need to stretch like this. What'd you dig out?
A treasure map! Neato! I love treasure maps! Oh, they're fun! See, I told you every day was a treasure. Oh, wow.
Oh, Molly! Remember, it's not polite to grab things from other clowns, is it? Yes. I know you had it first, but you have to give turns, and now it's my turn.
Oh, this treasure map is amazing! I bet we could find real treasure with this, Molly. Maybe even a treasure chest, yes, full of gold. Oh, a treasure chest full of gold. I know. Let's go on a treasure hunt. Want to?
Okay, but first, we have to get dressed up like treasure hunters. Come on!
Oh, what about this?
Do I look like I'm going on a treasure hunt?
I think not.
Oh, Molly, that's perfect! Just what I needed.
Don't worry, Molly. We'll find you a good hat, too, for treasure hunting. Something like, like this. Just look at us now, two brave, bold adventurers. I can be Dr. Looneyston, I presume. And you can be, Stanley. Ah, Stanley and Dr. Looneyston, ready to hunt for treasure.
Look here on the map, Stanley. Here's a giant X. And as every clown knows, X marks the spot, indubitably. The spot where the treasure is buried. We must find it. Now, it says here on our map, we must take 8 banana steps. Stanley, follow me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8. Now, Now we are hot on the trail. Now we have to climb big, comfy mountain. Oh, I do love a challenge. Well, Stanley, here I go to the top of big, comfy mountain. Dr. Livingstone's at the top. I can see for miles, but I do not see our treasure. Aha! We must dig for it. Stanley, shovel. As I said, X marks the spot, and this is where we have to dig for treasure. Dig, I said, dig deep. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. Look, Stanley, it's the golden hen. It lays golden eggs.
Well, probably.
Oh, and Cinderella's slipper.
Well, the one she wore to the garden ball.
Oh, and the throne for the King of Hearts. Stanley, what did you find? It's the Hopeless Diamond. It's famous and precious, and it's mine. I'm rich. I found the treasure. Yay! Oh.
Molly, what's wrong? I think Molly's upset. Molly, are you upset? She is, I can tell. And I know why. Molly, I know why you're upset. And I can make it all better, honest. Here you go, your very own treasure. There, now you have your treasure, and I have mine. Oh, it's beautiful. It's probably the biggest diamond in the whole wide world. Molly and I are having a disagreement. Well, she thinks I was a greedy grabber, and I think, well, she just wants what I have. And anyway, I gave her her very own treasure already. Sometimes when you can't get along with your doll, it's better to do different things for a while. I think I'll go outside to cool off. Come on. Well, you gotta keep your treasure safe. See ya, Molly.
Popsicle Fritz, didn't mean to grab your tail like that. Listen, are there any letters or postcards in there for me? Has Major Bedhead been here? Major Bedhead, goodies. Oh, Major Bedhead, cool.
Well, actually, it's kind of warm in this end with the top down.
Right. I mean, nice car. Where'd you get it?
Oh, well, my unicycle's in the fix-it shop, so they gave me this loaner.
Cute, huh?
Oh, very.
Don't you just love it? Mm-hmm. It's got four wheels. Well, five if you include the steering wheel. And it's got this neat trunk that you can keep stuff in. Now, I think there's a package in here for you somewhere. Nope. Ooh.
Oh, mine?
No, this here is for Tiny and his big band. And this is for that corporate clown. What's his name? Oh, Blazo, so he can get to the top.
Yee!
Snickle Fritz, it's not polite to grab.
Now, I know there's a package shaped like a football in here somewhere.
A football?
Yeah, and I think it was addressed to you. Let's see.
No, this here all-day toothbrush is for Smiley. This trampoline toolkit is for the ladies' lunch group.
Yeah, but Major Bedhead...
Gee, it must be here somewhere.
Yeah, it's right. It's just that, Major Bedhead, it's... Wait, here, I'll show you. It's right... Major Bedhead, it's...
Lunette, don't grab. That's rude.
Oopsie.
Haven't you heard the old saying, gimme, gimme, never gets? Don't you know your manners yet?
No.
Well, I think it's time you learn this very important lesson in life. Manners matter.
You just grab it. You've acquired a real bad habit. Tension eases when you remember your thanks and pleases. I'm not asking you beg, I don't need no applause. I'm not gonna renege, but you're just grasping at straws. Cause gimme, gimme, never gets. No. Gimme, gimme, never, never, ever gets. Deliver, but the way you're acting just makes me shiver. I have not heard what I need. It's the magic word. Please always finish his first. So when you're placing your bets, get the gist of this verse. Gimme never, never, ever. Gimme never gets. No. Gimme never, never, ever. Gimme never gets. Gimme never, never, ever gets. Gimme never gets. Gimme never gets.
Wow, you're right. Manners do matter. Major Bedhead, may I please have my parcel now?
Why, certainly. Package and postcard for Lunette the Clown.
Why, thank you, Major Bedhead.
You're welcome. Gee, I wonder what it is. I don't think it's a saxophone. Do you? Me neither.
Oh, look, it's from my Auntie Macassar.
No.
Yup. Let's see what she says. My dearest Lunette.
Girl, I always thought football was a really rude game. Some clown would snatch and grab my football and run away with it. They never even said please and thank you. The nerve. But last season, when I was captain of the Clown Town Cleat Team, I learned that's how you play the game. On the football field, it's okay to snatch and grab. Hey!
I
I know manners matter to you, too. Right. But on days when you want to grab without saying please and thank you, play football. Have fun without me. Love your Auntie McCasser.
Here. What the?
Meow.
Snicko friend.
Snicklefritz, come here! Snick, hey, it's mine!
That's not fair!
Aha! Excuse me, Snicklefritz. May I please have my football?
Wow.
Thank you. Oh, you have very good manners for a kitty. Which reminds me, oh, today I had very bad manners for a clown. Oh, I was grabby. I better get back to the couch and apologize to Molly.
Well, I better get going too. Hey, who made this big
meow?
All right. Okay, cleanup time.
Well, see you guys later. Come on, let's go find Molly. I want to tell her I'm sorry for being such a greedy grabber. Aww. Oh, Molly. Excuse me, Molly. But I think I have something that's yours. The Hopeless Diamond. Oh, Molly, finders keepers, and I'm sorry I grabbed it away from you earlier. Please accept my apology. That means I'm saying sorry. Best friends again. See the football that Auntie McCasser sent me for fun? Hey, Molly, wanna have some fun with me? Goody! Let's go to the Dance Academy. Come on!
Boys and gorillas, today at Miss Lunette's Dance Academy, it's a football fantasy with Lunette the Clown.
But sheesh, what a lot of work. Well, I'm gonna go bananas right now if I don't have a nice, quiet time. So, Molly, please tell me, what would you like to do? Read a story? Well, thank you for that good idea. Now, where are my glasses in the storybook? Oh, why, thank you, Molly. Here they are. And here's the storybook. Ha! Now, are you comfy? Yep. Are you comfy? Goody. Okay, now, Molly, would you please clap on the light? Thank you, Molly. We have good manners. And we need good light for reading and to see the pictures. Right, Molly? Molly, would you please pick a story from our book? Perf! Look at this. It's a story called Banana Manners. Once upon a time, I think it was a Thursday, there was a little monkey who lived in the jungle. His name was Thelonious. Thelonious was a busy little monkey, busy bugging all his monkey pals, grabbing and snatching all their favorite things. Like coconuts, like bananas, and to really be a bother, Thelonious loved to tug their tails and hightail it out of there. That was his best joke. Well, his monkey friends didn't think his joke was very funny, but Thelonious thought he was very cool. He wasn't. Thelonious liked to surprise his monkey pals. He would grab a vine and swoop down and take whatever he liked. Thelonious's favorite thing in the whole jungle was bananas. Big bananas, small bananas, a matter of fact, all bananas. He didn't care if some other monkey picked it. Thelonious would just grab it and eat it so fast, what could the other little monkeys do? Well, one day, a very special day, I think it was a Thursday, Thelonious learned something new. Thelonious grabbed the wrong banana. Would the gorilla get mad? Would the gorilla get mean? No. The gorilla was very gentle and very kind and very wise. He taught Thelonious two magic monkey words. The first one was eek, eek. That means please in monkey talk. And the other magic word was that means thank you to monkeys. So now, whenever Thelonious wants something from another monkey, he says his magic word, ee-ee, and he always says, ooh-ooh, when some monkey shares with him. Ee-ee! Ooh-ooh! And now, the only thing Thelonious grabs is a jungle vine to swing through the jungle with his friends. And that's cool. The end. I love happy endings. Molly, would you please clap off the light? Thank you, Molly. Did you like that story? You know, that monkey reminded me of, can you guess? Me! Before, when I was a grabby little monkey. But now I would say, ee-ee! Oh, ee-ee! Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair, so get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Before we have a little nap, gimme a hug. Molly, you're my treasure forever. Thank you for coming over. Please come again another day. And remember, manners matter because friends matter the most. Toodles.
And the clown jumped over the moon.